This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea fired ballistic missiles into the sea Tuesday in a continuation of its recent weapons test. That's the South Korean and Japanese military said hours after the U.S. reaffirmed its offer to resume diplomacy on the North's nuclear weapons program. The South's Joint Chiefs of Staff did not immediately say what kind of ballistic missile it was or how far it flew. Japan's Coast Guard issued a maritime safety advisory to ships, but did not immediately know where the weapon landed. South Korea's presidential office was planning to hold a National Security Council meeting to discuss the launch. A strong South Korean response could anger North Korea, which has been accusing Seoul of hypocrisy for criticizing the North's weapons test while expanding its own conventional military capabilities. Witnesses say Ethiopian military airstrikes have hit the capital of the country's Tigray region and killed at least three people, returning the war abruptly after several months of peace. The airstrikes on Monday came days after a new military offensive was launched against the Tigray forces, who have fought Ethiopian and allied forces for nearly a year. The state-owned Ethiopian press agency citing the Air Force reported that communication towers and equipment were attacked. Tigray and areas of fighting in the neighboring regions are under a communication blackout. The leader of Lebanon's Hezbollah has declared for the first time that his powerful militant group has 100,000 trained fighters. Hassan Nasrallah disclosed the site of the size of the Shiite group's militant arm in his first speech since seven people were killed in gun battles on the streets of Beirut Thursday. Confrontation erupted over a long-running probe into last year's massive port blast in the city. This is VOA News. The president of Ecuador has decreed a state of emergency to confront drug trafficking and other crimes, saying that the military and police will take to the streets to provide security. In a national broadcast Monday, the president, Guillermo Lasso, said that there is only one enemy, drug trafficking. He pointed out that Ecuador has gone from being a trafficking zone to one that also consumes drugs, and said that drug trafficking has brought an increase in homicides, burglaries of homes, thefts and vehicles and goods, and robberies of people. State of emergency gives authorities the power to restrict the freedom of movement, assembly, and association, among the most important limitations. A businessman who prosecutors say was a major conduit for corruption by Nicolas Maduro's inner circle appeared for the first time in Miami federal court after a weekend extradition that has further strained relations between the U.S. and Venezuela's socialist government. Alex Saab's leg shook nervously while seated as he waited, handcuffed and in an orange jumpsuit, for the start of the hearing, which took place via Zoom, with more than 350 journalists gawking, opponents of Maduro and members of Saab's family in attendance. Saab's extradition to the U.S. from Cape Verde, where he was arrested 16 months ago, has already ricocheted far and wide. Only hours after Saab was placed on a Department of Justice aircraft Saturday, Maduro's government suspended negotiations with Venezuela's U.S.-backed opposition. It also threw back into jail six American oil executives it accuses of corruption. They had been under house arrest in another politically charged case marked by allegations of wrongful detention. Jury selection has begun in the U.S. state of Georgia, where hundreds of people were ordered to report for what could be a long, laborious effort to find jurors for the trial of three white men charged with fatally shooting Ahmaud Arbery. A graphic video of the slaying of the 25-year-old black man in the 2020 year sparked a national outcry. Father and son Greg and Travis McMichael and their neighbor William Roddy Bryan are charged with murder and other crimes. Prosecutors say Arbery was merely jogging in the defendant's neighborhood outside the port city of Brunswick. Defense attorneys insist the three men on trial committed no crimes. Colin Powell, the trailblazing soldier and diplomat whose sterling reputation of service to Republican and Democratic presidents was stained by his claims to justify the 2003 U.S. war in Iraq, died Monday of COVID-19 complications at the age of 84. He was a veteran of the Vietnam War and spent 35 years in the Army. He rose to the rank of four-star general before becoming the first black chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.